You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We're continuing conversations with folks we have had the privilege of coming across in the course of our time here at Radio Row on the Gaylord National Harbor property, where CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, is underway as we speak. One of the fascinating people who has turned up is Michelle Rigby Assad. She is a woman of many parts, including a woman who has served undercover in the Central Intelligence Agency in the Middle East, truly the front lines of what I call the war for the free world. She has written about some of her exploits in a book entitled Breaking Cover, My Secret Life in the CIA, and what it's taught me about what's worth fighting for. Fascinating topic, and I'm so glad to have a chance to talk with you about it. Welcome. It's good to have you.
Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
So, Michelle Rigby Assad, let me ask you first to just talk a little bit, to the extent you can, about your experiences serving our country undercover in some very dangerous parts of the world.
Yeah, so my husband and I spent 10 years working at the CIA in the Directorate of Operations, and that meant that we spent the majority of our career in the Middle East doing counterterrorism work, which is very interesting because my husband is originally from the Middle East. He's a Christian from Egypt, and so with his native Arabic and my studies in the Middle East, a master's degree in Arab studies, we made a really good team. And so we did that for 10 years together.
And when you say countering terrorism, I assume that means monitoring what terrorists were up to and trying to spoil their plans.
Yes.
To do harm to us and people we care about.
Exactly. So our job was to develop, recruit, and meet clandestinely with sources who have the information we need to stop terrorist attacks from occurring. So it's a fascinating job because you're dealing essentially with bad guys. Mm. So these are penetrations of terrorist groups that have turned on their group to work with the CIA.
Yeah.
And so the dynamics are quite fascinating.
I have always understood that this is one of the hardest jobs in the world, that these are people who typically take very seriously security, operational security as it's called. And in particular, would be very chary of anyone who was not with their program.
Right.
Sharia supremacism is the way I think of it.
Mm.
Can you give us any insights into tradecraft as to how you guys were able to operate in that difficult operational security setting?
Yeah, so because my husband was originally from the Middle East, he could blend. So that for him was quite useful. For me, I kind of
They couldn't
of
figure out that he was a Christian?
He was good at hiding that, and most of the time they just assumed he was Muslim, so he wouldn't correct them. And he had grown up in a very difficult place of Egypt where there were a lot of terrorists, and so he kind of knew how to talk the talk when he needed to. For me, I am a very light-skinned white person, so I didn't blend as well. But having Arabic really served me well in the agency. It's hard to get into talking about how we made those relationships.
Of course.
But I think the challenge is you're coming from a Western viewpoint, so you're the enemy, and you're trying to get your enemy to work with you. So the psychology of that is quite interesting.
Well, especially... And correct me if I'm wrong about this, but my impression is that that's doubly difficult when you're dealing with people who aren't simply of a different, shall we say, political
right.
view. Their belief is that Allah, their God, has directed them to
yes.
engage in jihad and violence and all the rest that goes along with it, and therefore would be that much more resistant, it would seem, to efforts by people like you, especially, and your husband, too. To pull them around to work, compromise that whole program.
Right. So it's really interesting. So we talked, I mean, we had sources who said, like, I no longer buy into this ideology. I've had it. And I'm willing to risk my life to work against it. We talked to some guys who were totally bought into that ideology and just wanted to take out the competition. And then we talked, you know, we had other sources who just needed to get paid to put food on the table because they couldn't get a job in a war zone.
Yeah. Thank you. for your service, needless to say. And I suspect that if you could tell us more, you'd have to kill us. But it's enough for the purpose of to sure. just imagine how really deeply behind enemy lines you were, which brings me to the next phase of your life. After you left the agency, I understand that you engaged in a very dangerous and difficult job of trying to help persecuted Christians, something
yes.
that we're rather big on around here. Talk, if you can, about that and how it went.
So if you recall, in 2015, that was the year of the great migration crisis, just refugees spilling into Europe from every direction. And at that time, ISIS was flooding into Mosul, taking over Iraq's second largest city, and then threatening the villages of the Yazidis and the ancient Christian villages that have been there for so long. And so a group of Americans came together and said, what can we do about this? We have to do something. And so a lot of people were saying, I can no longer stay in the Middle East. Can you help us get out? So my husband and I were brought in to operationalize this idea, to use our diplomatic skills and our ability to operate in very difficult places to find a safe haven and then to effect this massive evacuation of people out of northern Iraq. It was quite miraculous. In December of 2015, we successfully airlifted 149 Iraqi Christians out of Kurdistan to their new homes in Slovakia.
Wow. This is the subject, in part, of your book, Breaking Cover, My Secret Life in the CIA and What It Taught Me About What's Worth Fighting For. And I'd like particularly to ask you to tell us a little bit about that last piece.
Yes.
What is it about America, about Western civilization that you have fought for, and what have you discovered makes it worth doing?
So the two major things that I'm speaking of when I talk about what's worth fighting for is you're holding on to your faith when you don't understand where you're going. We've all been given a specific set of gifts and strengths that we're supposed to use, and we don't always, it's not very clear how we're supposed to use them and for what cause. And you've just got to remain committed to the process so that it can play out in your life the way it's supposed to. So I joke that I couldn't get a job until I got hired by the CIA. But it's crazy. That's where I was supposed to be, and every other door closed in my face before that. The other thing is fighting for your authenticity. So we all bring something special to the table, and we have different perspectives. So when we can appreciate each other's perspectives and ability to do the job, that's worth fighting for. So being told repeatedly as a female that I could not carry out operations with bad guys simply because of my gender is terrible, because in effect I really understood the Arab world and could do a very good job at that task. But it took me years in the CIA to actually figure that out.
It's funny that you say this, the emphasis you're placing on authenticity, given
yes.
the nature of the job requiring
right.
subterfuges and deception. And just a final word on America, having had the perspective on our country from a distance, and for that matter, as I say, deep behind enemy lines. You know, we're surrounded, not so much here at the Conservative Political Action Conference, thank God, but in our country, by people who haven't a clue what America is about, who are quite comfortable seeing it sacrificed, it seems to me, bit by bit, if not all at one fell swoop. What would you say about this country that is worth fighting for?
So I tell people who just don't seem to have a very good appreciation for who we are that they need to get abroad, and more specifically need to go places where there is no freedom, like the Middle East, where there's no freedom of conscience or religion or press. And so until you have those freedoms truly taken away, you can't really appreciate what it is we are as the United States. And for me, that was definitely worth fighting for.
Yeah. Well, bless you for doing it. It's inspiring to talk with you, and I hope people will check out your book, Michelle Rigby Assad's Breaking Cover, My Secret Life in the CIA, and What It Taught Me About What's Worth Fighting For.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank
Keep
you so
up
much.
The good work, and I hope you'll come back to us often.